you got a fast car? Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
One tank of gas. How does that sound for your next getaway? Fascinating places are close by, and they don't have to drain your pocket either. Welcome back to Travel with Anita and Friends, and I'm ready to take you to that place. And that place is Foxhall Resort, a place where you can feel you're getting away from the rush and hustle and bustle of your schedule to a place that is situated in a beautiful place with lush greenery and calming water and open fields for sporting events and activities and places to hike. I mean, you can do a little bit of everything there. But don't let me also leave out the pool now, because I was recently there. I visited for their grand opening of their clubhouse. And I can tell you, I was ready to jump in that pool. It's inviting. The whole place is inviting. Now, I had a chance to also talk with the owner of Foxhall, which is located in Douglasville. As I said, just one tank away, really less than that from Gainesville, to have a weekend or longer stay. And I ask him a lot of questions about what we can expect to do when we are there visiting. Now, his name is Harrison, and he tells us all about Foxhall and how our family getaway for the summer can be right there with them. So here's my conversation with Harrison.
What is this all about? Because it's beautiful, and I know people can come, but what's the experience going to be like for folks when they come?
Absolutely. And we get that question a lot because we're similar to a lot of things and different in other ways. And what Foxhall is it's kind of a vision for a place for families to come back and reconnect and really create memories. And one story I'll tell real quick is when I was young, one of five kids, and my father would always take us places. And either my sister or my brother or myself, one of us would love it, one wouldn't. And he always had a dream of having a place that everyone in the family would love. And that's what we've created here. And so the idea is we have multiple activities and opportunities for people to enjoy different, whether it's amenities, whether it's activities such as hovercrafts, sporting clays, fishing, swimming, bocce ball, kayak canoeing. We've got 15 miles of hiking, biking, and equestrian trails through wooded trails, through open fields, and also about a mile and a half along the Chattahoochee River.
Oh, cool. Very cool. And definitely for folks who are staying for a length of time, you want to check out all of that.
Oh, yes. The more longer you stay, the more you want to explore outside the core. There's always going to be an opportunity for everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But wherever everyone can go and enjoy the activity, and then come back together in the evening and spend quality family time in the same location. And that's the idea.
Well, those are some super great activities. I think that it's something for everyone. So a family doesn't have to kind of go back and forth. Well, I want to do this, I want to do that. Sounds like everyone can have their choice.
Absolutely, and that's the idea. Something we don't want anyone to come out here and say, I didn't find something I didn't love. But we also want people to come out and try new things and try archery for the first time or try catching a fish. And that's what the opportunities when, whether you're young, whether you're a teenager, whether you're an adult, it's something that you can find and you can feel like a kid again creating those experiences.
Now, will you have lessons? Because some of the things you mentioned, I'm not so sure I could just go and do right off the top of my head. So are there lessons for folks?
Absolutely. So we have several different options, but the most popular is on all the different ones is beginner instruction. So whether it's sporting clays, whether it's fishing, whether it's archery, or whether you just want to learn how to play tennis or pickleball, we have instructors, we call them outfitters out here, that really create the overall experience. They'll come out, they'll teach you how to do it, they'll do it at your comfort level. We have people that will come out that swore they would never never try sporting clays, and very nervous, and the recoil, and once they hit their first target, they're hooked.
They're hooked. That sounds like what would happen with me. Then I want to do it over and over again. But okay, so the family comes out. Are they staying for a weekend, or is there a limit on how long they can stay, or is there a max number of days that they need to stay?
Yeah, no limit. Typically, stays are between 2 and 4 days for leisure guests, longer for people sometimes coming out of town, stay a full week. We say the longer the better. 2 days, you don't get to experience it all, but also the goal is you get to come back and try different things. So typically, people come out for 2 to 4 days. We have a range of products from a traditional kind of one-bedroom hotel room to more of what our style is the 2 and 3 bedroom villas, where again the family can stay together, they can be around each other, they can go and do all the things they want to on their own, and then come back together. So multiple types of product, but the idea is having it kind of in a what we call the horizontal hotel, where it's different types of products, outdoors, great views of the lake and the fields, but where they just feel like they're hundreds of miles from Atlanta, even though it's a quick 30-minute drive.
Yeah, it does feel like you're really out. So I think you will get that feeling of, you know, getting away, escaping, and kind of having some peace and quiet and some downtime. But you still have that urban experience inside with all of the amenities that you have.
Absolutely. And that's what we have here with the clubhouse and the grand opening. We've always had great activities. What the clubhouse does is kind of bring it all together, ties it together with our chef-driven restaurant, our grab-and-go. So if people want to cook out on their own, they can get some different options for a picnic or to grill out at one of our many grills. Also have the front desk here, so it's an easy walk to. The key we've learned is walkability, is everyone loves the outdoors. But if they can't walk there, they're not going to go there. So we've learned everything in the core they can walk to enjoy the different activities.
And, you know, the good thing about that too, Harrison, is that makes it accessibility positive as well. Because mm-hmm. if someone, you know, is not really that capable of kind of going up and down or that kind of thing, just to have those easy walkways is really important. And I just walk from an area where I park, and I know it's very easy. I can attest to that.
Absolutely. And that's the idea, is for everyone to be able to access it where it's all close and walkable. And people can go as extreme as they want with the activities, do as many, or as some members of my family, especially my dad, love of what they call foxholing, which is just sitting on a lounge chair or sitting on a rocking chair and watching kids and families yeah. do the activities, but just with a beautiful view. So we actually have that one as one of our big activities. It's just foxholing, just the in-between state of total relaxation and just being.
I love that. Your dad's got the right idea. I love mm-hmm. that. And I love the name, too, foxholing. That's pretty cool. But now, Harrison, I have to back up because you mentioned food. And I have to tell you, I love to eat and I love trying different restaurants. So what do you guys have here?
We've got an awesome chef. We've got the Pheasant Blue Restaurant, farm to table, chef-driven. We have our staple items, but we also let him use his creativity to really make special dishes, and every week it's different. So if you come out one week to another, you'll have your staple options, but you'll also have something that's seasonal that the chef's prepared, which always keeps it fresh and interesting out here. And one of the neatest things is when you're out here, we got indoors, outdoor dining. But you're overlooking the pools, you're overlooking the lake, and you just get that decompression when you walk through the doors.
Oh, that sounds like the perfect way to have a meal. So now I'm ready to book, and I know the listeners, hearing all these great things to do and the great food and your accommodations, they're ready also. So how do we go about doing that?
So the best way is you go to foxholeresort.com. And you can scroll through all the different activities, amenities, and rooms that are available to book. Or you can call us at 770-489-4380. And they can get you in touch with the reservations team, the sales team, whatever you need to set up, whether it's a leisure stay, whether it's a corporate retreat, or weddings, which is one of our most popular items as well.
That all sounds perfect. Well, I think a lot of people are on the way, and it's brand new and nice and beautiful. So I think it's time to start booking and coming to see you guys and do some activities.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming down and joining us today and seeing what Foxhall is all about. And we've got to get you out there foxhauling.
I'm ready, Harrison. I'm ready. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'll bring more of those One Tank destinations to you throughout the summer. So pack up the car, gather the family, and let's go on these road trips. One tank of gas, because with the cost of gas, hey, all we want to do is we want just one tank, right? So I'll bring you some of those destinations that we can go, have a little fun, and keep some money in our pocket. But now I'm ready definitely for this one. Foxhall is close enough to fit in your travel plans, but far enough that you feel so you've gone away on a long vacation. I know it's waiting for you. It is beautiful there, and you'll have a great vacation. And you heard all the things that Harrison said that you can do. So you can just pick and choose. The family can pick and choose what they want to do. No one's going to be mad and upset that they didn't get to do something fun. You'll have a great time. Then you'll come back in the evening and have fun there in your room as well. So we'll be back in a few minutes, and we're going to talk travel insurance. Now, that's truly your travel buddy. And you know that I'm right about that, because I'm always saying that my travel buddy is Allianz Travel Insurance. So you guys sit tight, and I'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll talk about travel insurance here on Travel with Anita and Friends.